AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. We've gotten word that a community college in North Carolina is locked down, though we don't have many details. The website for Wayne County Community College in Goldsboro says the campus is shut down at the moment. Kim Best is the public information officer for the city of Goldsboro.
There have been shots fired on the campus of Wayne Community College. There has been one fatality, and there's one shooter.
But they don't know if the shooter is the dead person. She says they don't know of any other injuries at the moment, and we don't know anything else right now. Hillary Clinton begins her new presidential campaign in Iowa today.
Everyday Americans need a champion, and I want to be that champion.
Clinton's video announcement yesterday may have come sooner than she had hoped. Political analyst Robert Stein at Rice University in Texas says the Republicans may have forced her hand.
There were two things that were probably operating here. One is the Republican presidential sweepstakes that started so early, and every one of those candidates, six, seven, depending on how you count who's in that race these days, all use Hillary Clinton as a sort of, pincushion.
Republican Senator Marco Rubio will announce his run for the White House in his hometown of Miami later today. 19 passengers have been injured after a bus heading from Chicago to Atlanta struck the back of a stopped semi-truck. This accident happened on Interstate 65. Police say the truck stopped for some construction, but the bus didn't stop quickly enough. The location of the accident is about 35 miles south of Indianapolis, Indiana. Day five, jurors deciding the fate of former New England Patriots player Aaron Hernandez are back in the courthouse this morning. This is AP Radio News. The heiress of the fashion and perfume house, Nina Ricci, apparently will spend some time in prison. Our Kyle McKinnon is overseas with this story.
Arlette Ricci is the 73-year-old granddaughter of designer Nina Ricci, and a Paris court convicted her of tax evasion and money laundering, saying that she hid millions in HSBC bank accounts in Switzerland. She's been sentenced to a year in prison and ordered to pay $1 million-plus fine and back taxes on the once hidden money. The ruling is the first involving a well-known name in the Swiss leak scandal, in which a former HSBC employee leaked thousands of names of suspected tax evaders. Two of Ricci's properties, worth more than $4 million, were to be confiscated as the heiress owes, it's said, millions in back taxes. I'm Kyle McKinnon.
Iraq's prime minister is on his way to Washington to meet with President Obama. He says his country needs more help from the rest of the world to finish off, as he puts it, the Islamic State group. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.